America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We should give a round of applause there, guys, to Mrs. Dunlap's third grade class at Hallett Elementary. That was their last day of the week for the pledge. You can send us your pledge, and I know a lot of classes are still doing the kind of the practicing to get it down right, you know, because it's early and it's a lot to learn. So, but yeah, send us your pledge, pledge@jandkevin.com. All right, Steve, it's news time. What have you got for us today, my friend?
Oh, well, as promised, Jay, it's excellent.
Excellent news.
Guys, I get jokes.
Yeah, well, do we? We don't know what the joke is.
Oh,
yet.
That could be.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with eggs.
That's dumb.
I just literally want to come in there.
No, it has everything to do with eggs.
Oh, of course it does. Yeah. Exactly.
So students from a high school in Pennsylvania, a team of students from Pennsylvania, they broke a Guinness World Record by dropping an egg from a height of 83 feet without breaking it.
Ooh. What did they have to do on the other end of it there?
Catching it?
They just they built a protective covering.
Oh, really? So it literally landed on the ground?
Yeah, without cracking the shell.
Whoa.
83 feet.
Holy smokes.
Whoa. So they built a covering around the egg, or they built a covering landing pad thing?
Covering around the egg.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
You think that's easier or harder than the landing pad?
I'd say probably easier.
Really? I was going to say harder. Pad? I was going to say harder. Well, it depends on, depends on how much you can put on there. I mean, obviously you made one egg the size of
say a beach ball.
Yeah, that I feel like would be a little easier.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I was thinking of one of those, what do they call those balls that we used to use like in gym class? They're like this big, you know, and you used to bounce on them and throw them. Yeah. Like an exercise ball.
Oh, okay.
What do they call those things?
Exercise balls.
Is that one? Thank you, Bruce. Why didn't I think of that?
I knew that was coming.
I'll come over there.
Medicine ball?
Yeah. Medicine ball. Maybe. Anyway, did you guys have those in school?
No.
Didn't you have
those great big ones?
There was you never had that? Monty, did you have it?
Actually, no.
Steve?
We didn't swim naked.
I think so.
We didn't swim naked either. Jay,
well, so I know. That was.
There is that.
Yeah. We had a different junior high.
Well, there was that time out at the pond. Well, never mind.
Well, that's a different story.
It is, yeah.
For a different time.
Uh-huh. So, what did they put around it? Do we know?
You know, it doesn't say. It just says a contraption. It doesn't say.
Hmm. Huh. Interesting.
Probably that plastic with air in it.
Oh, yeah, like the bubbles. Like
bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Plastic with air in it.
Yeah.
Plastic with air. Bruce goes to the store. You got any of that plastic with air in it?
I know when I was in middle school, we had a science fair type of thing.
Sure, and you also went to magic camp, I think you said.
No, I'm a liar, Jay.
I know, I forgot, yeah.
And we had to do the same thing where it was dropping, but and it was whoever could do it from the highest height was the winner.
And it was egg?
Yeah, it was an egg. And you had to do without, but you could only use certain materials.
So I got you.
I'm assuming.
That's probably the same, yeah.
I think we could only use some form of a diaper and something else. It was weird.
Speaking of eggs, my son's girlfriend yesterday said, can we do an experiment with your dog? If you give a dog a raw egg, they won't bite into it.
I can verify that.
Is that real?
Yeah. We had a beagle that used to have free ranging chickens and they, they would lay eggs wherever. I mean, find a little bit. We had a beagle that would bring us eggs.
Like a retriever?
Yes. And it was so funny because she had a big head, big mouth. You didn't know she had an egg until she just went, whoop.
And she just spit it out. She'd just bring it to you.
She'd just bring him to
us. That's the greatest dog ever.
Wow, no kidding.
Just bring me my breakfast. That's awesome. Do you think that's a true story, Warren, or is she pulling my leg?
I do. I think it's true.
Yeah, you think it's true?
I think if they drop it by accident, they'd be like, hey, bonus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because then they'd probably eat it. Yeah.
We had a German Shepherd that ate eggs, so...
Like raw eggs?
Yeah. My dad, he used to get so mad.
Because the dog would get into where the chickens are?
Yeah.
And then just eat the eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know.
Once he figured out that was food, there's no stopping him. Right.
Scrambled, or what are we talking about?
At that point,
Over easy, yeah.
Yeah. The weirdest one I've ever seen is a dog that, when we visited Nebraska, there was a dog that would go into the cornfield, pull a cob off the corn stalk.
Really?
Come over to the owner, and the owner would peel it give it back to the dog, and the dog would eat the whole cob.
Really?
Wow. Corn, corn and cob and everything.
All of it. Just sit down there and just eat it.
No, I'm darned.
Yeah. I'm like, does that ever, like, you know, usually if you're a human and all you eat was corn.
There's a problem.
Yeah. The equation is different. And he's like, oh, yeah, if she eats too much of it. I'm like, that's weird. So is what, she wants a snack? He goes, well, yeah, there's a lot to snack on. And I look, you know, there's like
it's cornfield.
1,000 acres of corn, you know.
Yeah.
She's not going to be hungry, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. All right, well, there you go. Thank you, Steve, for the news. On the way, we have questions for the Friday crew. You can start texting them in at 509-441-0999. Questions? If you have any questions, and then you guys can write questions for each other, too, or for the group as a whole. So
cool.
Yeah, get busy. Get your pen out.
I don't have a pen.
Also, you don't have a pen?
I got you.
What's a man?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Who do you think of the six of us, who is the most emotional person? You guys ready to say it?
Yes.
Yes.
Kevin James.
3, 2, 1.
Kevin. On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Questions?
You may ask me questions.
There are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
Well, we're about to find out with this group in here right now.
Hello.
Questions for the Friday crew. Got some texts that have come in. You guys feel free to ask each other questions, too.
I got one.
You got one? Why don't you kick it off?
Yeah, I'll kick it off for Bruce.
Bruce. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Did you ever forget something important on your hunting trips?
I've always,
like your gun.
Nope,
like your
guns. Or your gun. Cases of beer.
Well, no,
that's
a first. Don't forget that.
Yeah,
that's right. First thing you get loaded.
Yeah.
Second thing is the gun.
Yeah. No, I take my gun and my hunting license.
Yeah, okay. That's smart, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I guess the best thing is to just make sure that your camper is always stocked.
Yeah.
I've always thought that with camping. I've never owned a camper, but I know some people do the, you know, well, we take it in, take it out. I feel like, man, you could just, it's kind of like a boat. You know, if you have a slip, it's so much better than having to put in and take out every time.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, uh-huh. I would be that way. You know what we're talking about, right?
So you haven't forgot.
No, I have not.
Well, okay. Nice effort. You know what?
Oh, thank you.
Around you definitely jinxed him for this year.
But yep. Yeah, thanks.
Now the intention. I have one for Monty.
Oh, I love that. What do you got? What do you got, Warren?
Well, I know you bought a whole bunch of lumber a while back, but then you drove your new big rig last week because you were going to go get lumber. So are you in the process of building something new right now?
Yeah, what's the deal?
No, that's for future use. I'm stocking up because I can't beat the price.
Okay.
So you're stocking up on lumber and toilet paper?
Nope.
Okay.
No, on the toilet paper. Pretty much got that covered. Okay. No, this is for, I know what I use in a typical process.
Okay.
And I will stock up on that if the price is right.
Wow.
Nice. Well done. Gosh, good job of paying attention. I wish I was smart enough to do that, but I never.
No, me neither.
Don't really stock up on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have, a place to store it?
Yep.
Oh, geez.
Acreage.
Acreage.
It must be rough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, any questions for anybody? I do have a couple off the text line I can get to if you don't want to ask anybody a question.
I guess this can be directed towards the whole group.
Okay.
But favorite cartoon?
Oh, favorite cartoon. Yeah. Bruce?
Roadrunner.
That was mine, too.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, old school. Yes, Warren?
Well, when I was a kid, when I was really young, it was Popeye.
Oh, really? Popeye. Okay, yeah.
Because Brutus would always pick on him, you know, and everything.
Sure, yeah. I remember the storyline.
He'd blow the... yeah. He'd take his pipe, you know, and blow the top out of the spinach can.
Oh, yeah.
And eat it. And
then suddenly have strength.
Yeah, oh, boy.
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah. It
that's...
Oh, come on, T. Favorite cartoon. Tell us the storyline, too, if you don't mind.
I don't know.
In case I missed it.
Boy.
I said boy.
Foghorn Leghorn was my favorite character of all time.
Listen to me, boy.
I said, listen to me, boy.
Great. Steve, anything from this century?
That's all, folks.
Oh, very good.
Oh, right. That's a good. Little porky there. All right.
Yeah.
Favorite cartoon? I would be Roadrunner. I think this is
for sure.
Yeah,
love that. Questions.
There are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
In that one, Warren, Wile E. Coyote would be like they'd be in like a. he was the antagonist.
Oh, I see. Oh,
yeah. And the Roadrunner would be the hero.
Oh, okay.
The protagonist.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
And he'd always buy the Acme products to get him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my Acme. Gosh, you did see it.
Oh, I did.
Wow. Spoiler alert.
Man.
Oh, golly. Hey. Oh, my question for you guys is, do you have a fidget? Do you do something when you're fidgety? Like, Kev will do the, he writes his name a lot on the paper.
Yeah.
Some people will do, like, drawings. Some people are leg bouncers. You know, if you're, sorry, Bruce. If you're, you the two things, do you have a fidget, and then what do you have for a time killer? Do you fidget all, Warren?
I don't think so.
Does he fidget, Bruce?
No, he doesn't.
His fidgeting is talk?
Yes.
That's, I guess,
that,
yeah,
that would be his
probably
fidgeting.
True, yeah. And you're a leg bouncer, Brewster?
Yeah, but not because I'm nervous. You just do it. I just do it.
Yeah, it's just like a, yeah. And you probably don't even know you're doing it.
I don't know.
And it's so funny because Chris Bruce.
I was going to say, well, she's been around that a minute.
We used to all, you know, when we went camping together, we'd be sitting at the table. Bruce, you're shaking your leg.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when it shakes your seat, that's what
Oh, God, it was funny.
If you're sharing a picnic table.
We just knew it was going to say.
Steve, do you have one? I haven't noticed one.
Oh, I'm perfect in every way.
Yeah.
Well played. Yeah, yeah. Duh.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe like... I don't know, like messing with my pen or pencil or whatever.
Yeah.
Just kind of like twisting.
I got it.
Baton.
Yeah.
What do you call that? Like just.
It's just a nervous habit.
Yeah, moving it in your hands.
Yeah.
Just like not being.
It's either that or you going, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does that.
Yeah.
It's your thinking noise.
Yeah. Or doot, doot,
doot, doot. Doot, doot, doot. That's the other one. Yeah.
I like it.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Very nice.
That's it.
Very nice.
Monty, do you have a fidget or a nervous habit?
I don't necessarily think. I mean, I don't think so. But maybe. I mean, if I had one, it maybe be finger tapping.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
That's the only. Yeah. That's the only one I can.
Is that think a nervous of. Thing? Do you think? Or
no,
just,
it's just a I don't know I'm doing it thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, kind of like leg bouncing. Leg bouncing. You just don't realize you're doing it.
Yeah. Fellas, off the text line. Would you rather have a bigger shop or a bigger tractor?
Oh, wow. Great question.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that one.
Ooh, does that hurt?
That stings a little. I think
I had to make a choice.
I think I'd like to have a bigger, newer tractor.
Bigger, newer tractor?
Yeah, you got a nice shop, though.
See, I think that's how you, that's okay. Where you start
the
gauge.
I got bigger, an but yeah. I'd just fill it up.
Yeah, what do you got, Brewster? Bigger shop or bigger tractor?
I'd go for bigger tractor.
Bigger tractor. Oh, yeah, give me some more power. Monty?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with a bigger tractor because then I could build a bigger shop.
Yeah, all right.
There you go.
Got to have one for the other. Steve, bigger shop or bigger tractor?
Yep.
That's what I thought.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What if you just ended every sentence with, huh?
I like it, huh?
Kevin James.
I like
Bruce,
it.
Bruce, it's a great day out today, huh?
I like
pretty
it.
Pretty nice, huh?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Coyote Country app is there and it's free and you can download it on your phone. Bruce, you could listen while you're hunting.
I could?
You could. You know, in your AirPods.
Yeah, I got them too.
Bruce, other than the headphones you use here at the station, do you have any sort of headphone or listening to, why are you laughing already? Any sort of listening device for your phone?
No.
Warren, do you have any headphones, AirPods, anything?
I've got some remote, you know, like these.
Like wireless?
Yeah, wireless.
Oh, wow.
Amy got them for me when I retired. And then on the airplane, I just had the kind you put in, but you plug it into your phone. It was wired.
That's fine, though.
Not as good.
Well, yeah. But easier to carry.
I do want to get better ones because everybody else had them but me. I mean, the rest of the family.
I see.
That was on the trip with us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, on the
cruise.
Especially
my grandkids.
Yeah, well, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
And were they wearing actually over-the-ear headphones or AirPods?
AirPods.
Yeah.
Because planes are noisy.
Yeah, well, get the noise canceling ones.
Oh. Yeah, and that would be nice.
And then you're in your own world.
Yeah. I like that.
Absolutely. Well, you're kind of in your own world.
Well, people say that. I don't know what they mean.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you kind of do.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Monty, do you have a listening device for your phone?
I do not.
I'm curious what percentage of people. Steve, what do you do?
Nothing.
You don't have AirPods either, do you? Mm-hmm. What is going on in this world?
Jeez.
Bruce was fine with everybody except for Steve not having something.
Yeah. All right, I'll work on it.
That truly surprises me.
Yeah.
He's a young punk.
Oh. And Monty, too.
Yeah, I just...
You're old school. Yeah.
No, I don't use that feature. Of
for
the
your phone.
Phone
to listen to something.
It's just not...
Even a phone call, you just pick up your phone and put it to your face.
Right.
Or you put it on speaker through the
usually
car.
Usually it's speaker.
Well, me of course, too. You're over 50.
Yeah.
No, I think there's a little deeper than that. I just don't like all that energy right next to
me. Oh, you don't want the phone near your brain.
100%.
Yeah, because you think might be doing stuff. Yeah. No, I'm sure you're not alone. Who am I to judge? I don't have the answers to these questions.
It's part of the reason I don't do like the AirPod thing and stuff like that. It's just, why? Why
you just done too much stuff in your head.
Yes.
Yeah, just keep the stuff out of your head.
Oh, now I'm worried.
We grew up in the 80s. Everything was bad then, so it's fine.
Well, yeah. I mean, drink out of the hose and ride around without a seatbelt.
That's right.
Yeah. That reminds me, I saw a video the other day. They were talking, you know, this lady, she was like talking about how soft this generation is and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, not only because, well, somebody was drinking out of a hose and the guy goes, were sinks not an option? And the lady's like, well, I'll explain it to you. We were not allowed in the house. Like, when you went to play, in my situation, my mother, the sweet woman that she is, would just lock the door.
Yeah.
Because I'm cleaning it in here. You five rats stay outside until it's time to eat. Then I'll let you back in the house.
Yeah.
And then after that, whatever.
I like that.
And so she was explaining that, well, we weren't allowed in the house. So, yes, sinks were not an option for anything.
Right.
And washing your hands or anything else. And you used the bathroom, which was called the outdoors.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was such a different time that the television would have to remind parents that they had children. Because as you guys remember, it would always say,
It's 10 o'clock.
Do you know where your children are?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Remind you that you had children.
It's just.
I forgot about that.
You think about that now. He's like, wait, what? And also 10 o'clock on a school night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get to bed.
The one that I always refer back to, that whole garden hose thing, is, I don't know, back in the day, football practice, they had.
Oh.
They had two garden hoses hooked up to a PVC pipe with a bunch of holes drilled in
it. Exactly. Made their own little sprinkler drinking
right,
fountain.
Right, and they just turned that on, and everybody off of the football field, over, just stick your face in the water.
And you're worried about having a phone near your head.
That's true, but it's okay. That's why I'm saying I'm trying to undo all that.
Yeah, that's right. Steve, do you ever drink out of a hose?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Well, I'm just trying to remember, but yeah, I've definitely done it a few times.
And I'm guessing that your parents didn't lock you out of the house to go play?
Lock me out of the house.
Yeah, I know. Some people are like, oh, you stay in the house. Nope. No, that was the opposite when we were growing up.
I don't think I've ever been locked in or locked out of a house.
You haven't lived.
My mom didn't have to because we grew up on 180 acres. And
you didn't want to be in the house.
I know. But why?
Well, there's way boring. More fun to be had outside.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All the animals and call. And
did you ever eat, what did you do to eat in the neighborhood? Well, you guys lived in the country, so that might be harder. Like, in our neighborhood, we had a bunch of people had apple trees and crab apple trees. And then everybody had a garden. So, you know, as a kid, you would just go by and, you know, pull a piece of rhubarb out of somebody's garden, grab a crab apple off their tree, and you
carrots.
Just eat, pull carrots out.
Yeah.
You know, and you knew which gardens that was okay and which gardens it wasn't, because when you found the gardener that didn't like that, they'd let you know.
I think we lived on green apples in the summertime.
Oh, man, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we never
Sour? We didn't care.
No, we never had to go in and eat lunch because there was enough food growing out of the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember when I was a young boy and we lived off the land.
Yeah.
We didn't wash the carrots, we licked them off.
Hence the reason Warren was unable to get a pop this morning out of our fancy vending machine. Yeah, geez, really.
It is very fancy.
It is.
Man, yeah, it's a little store down
there. The look on your face, it's like a store down there, guys.
Yeah.
It's like a store, and I just tried to get a pop, and I didn't know what to do, and I didn't have enough change. I don't even think it takes money.
Yeah.
It takes all this plastic. It's known as a credit card or a debit card. I don't even know how to use it.
You know, I don't think it actually does take, like, change coins.
No, I don't think so either. Because that's what I went down with. And I didn't see one.
You now doing
I need to go down and see this thing.
It is pretty fancy. Is
it?
I'm not
it
gonna
is.
Lie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, but it's just a self check scenario. It's just
is it down in the break room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check it.
Warren, the look on his face when he was retelling the story. And then it says that you're on camera.
Yeah.
And I got a little nervous. So I just put it back.
Are you though, or is it just a sign?
Oh, no,
you
know? It's
a sign. Okay. It says I don't know.
You're on it.
You're on it. Yeah,
take a chance.
Hence the reason when I stole it this morning, I held it up and said, just come see me. I'll pay you back.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that because I could get kicked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or handcuffed.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, sorry it didn't work for you. Okay. All right, little round of catchphrase coming up next. Hold on.
Ooh.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Warren, on the wall on that white piece of paper, is that not your lyrics for
that,
the song Quesadilla?
That is it right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kevin James.
How he spelled quesadilla.
Yeah.
And
how about that?
Please share, Monty.
Okay. K, the letter K.
Okay.
Dash, S-A, so sa, and D-E-E, and Y-A. So it's
yep.
K-sa-d-ya.
Man, I love you, man.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we're going to play a little game here. We got a game called Catchphrase where we have words, and you describe the words, and you try to get your partner to say the word without using it in the clue. So, we played a little odds and evens to see who would go first and get to pick their partner, and Warren won the odds and evens game. And I go, Warren, that means you get to pick your partner. And he stared. He just looked around. He looked at me, looked at Monty, looked at Bruce, looked back at me, looked back at Bruce, and then he looked at Monty with some sort of love in his eye.
Oh, goodness.
And he goes, Monty. And Monty's reaction was if he just got the worst news on the planet.
Yep.
Coffee cup slams on the counter. He's like, oh,
it's like
God.
A balloon that deflated.
Just so much hope, and it's gone. Dashed in a moment.
Yeah.
Oh, so congrats.
Thank you.
To you.
Whatever.
So the teams are Monty and Warren and Bruce and I. Bruce, we got this, Brewster, okay?
Yeah.
So if you, we're going to give away a prize in connection with the game here today called Catchphrase. 509-441-0999. You can choose your team. If that team wins, what do you want to give, Steve? The Jeff Dunham tickets? Sure. Okay. So we'll give you a pair of Jeff Dunham tickets if you guess correctly which team wins. If you don't, then we'll put it up for grabs for everybody.
Okay. Yeah.
So 509-441.
What game are we playing, Jay?
Catchphrase.
Okay.
Catchphrase. So you'll see in front of you a bunch of index cards. Mm-hmm. Those index cards are upside down so that the word on the card is face down. When we say go, you'll turn it up and you'll start describing that. And you can use as many words and phrases and whatever it takes to get the person to do it.
Okay.
All right. And we'll have two rounds of this and we'll see who wins the championship.
Winner.
Let me grab it.
Winner.
Pick a number between 1 and 4, Warren.
3.
3 it is. Let me grab line 3 here. Jane Kevin Show, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Kristen.
Kristen, do you want to choose Monty and Warren as the team to win or Bruce and myself as the team to win? Which team do you think is going to win?
Monty and Warren.
Okay, Monty and Warren. Hold on for a second. Wow. Monty and Warren win the game.
Confidence.
I know. It's kind of
remember
weird.
That. Warren's on my team. I mean, just
Warren, you want to give first or receive first?
I want to give.
All right, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You've got, no, you know what? 30 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
Let's
right,
up
fellas.
In the game here.
I know it. Right. You have 7 cards in front of you. If you can get through all 7 before the timer ends.
Well, it seems like I got 8.
Oh, well, some people have 8 and some have
7. 7 and 8.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so you have 8. That's going to be tough in 30 seconds. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And go.
You're wearing them every day. They're
hat.
They're blue.
Blue jeans?
We're going to be watching it pretty soon. Gonzaga plays
basketball.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
At Halloween there's a bunch of out there.
Monsters.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And Jeff Dunham does his business is
ventriloquism.
But what do you call the
comedian?
What do you call the things he has on his
Puppet.
Arm? Yeah, there you go.
Keep going. That's 4.
And
four. Man. Okay, I got 4. All right.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, it was good. Bruce, you want to go first or second on the giving?
Yeah.
You want to give first?
I'll give first.
You want to give first? That's too many questions.
He is set to go. I don't know if you can't see his hands, but he is like both hands ready.
He is.
Atta boy,
he's
Bruce.
Got him. He's got the cards stacked in front of him just perfectly.
This is for prizes. We are not messing around
That's
here.
Right.
All right, buddy. I'm ready when you are.
All right. I'm
and
ready.
And go.
A baseball player just died. It's a flower.
Oh, Pete Rose. Sorry. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
At basketball games and football games, there's little gals on the sidelines that are jumping up and down.
Cheerleaders.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, what Warren gets, my wife used to give Warren
haircut.
Cruise. Yeah. Up in the sky, there's puffy things.
Clouds.
Okay, 4.
Wow. Well, good job, four. Bruce. Good job. It's 4-4 after round 1. What a game so far.
Yeah,
Warren,
really?
Huh? Huh? All right, Monty, you're giving to Warren. Are you ready?
I am.
Baseball player just died. I was like, fact.
Oh,
I
mean, yes.
I wasn't quite sure.
I'm glad I don't have that one.
Here we go. 3, 2, and 1.
All right. Not your aunt, but your
uncle.
Mm. What's happening next week on the Jay and Kevin Show?
Food drive.
There you go.
Food drive here.
A teenager that comes over and watches your kids.
Babysitter.
Yep.
Nice. Good clue.
11:59. 1 minute later is?
Midnight.
Oh, man.
It's what we do on the show all the time. Ha, ha, ha.
Laugh.
I want to give you one of these, Warren.
A hug.
There you go.
Gross. And that's it. All right, that's six, I think, Monty.
Whoa.
Yeah. Six, all right. Jeez. Warren, we got our work. Bruce, we got our work cut out for us.
Yeah.
All right, I'll try to do as well as I can, all right?
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Right, 30 seconds on the clock, and go. Oh, it's where you keep your valuables and your money in your house.
Safe.
Yeah. You go there to get your teeth worked on.
Dentist?
Mm-hmm.
At 2:30.
Today they're expecting a really strong, it blows.
Wind,
yes, correct. Everybody has one of these, it's once a year.
Birthday.
When you get older, yeah. School, when you went to gym class, they call it, oh, it's time for our...
Uh-oh.
Mm.
Gym class time.
And you're out.
Dang it.
What did we get, five?
Oh.
Did we miss by one? One, two, three. Oh, we only got four, Bruce. Recess, by the way. Recess.
Oh, recess.
Yeah, that might have been my bad
break
on the clue.
Break between classes.
Yeah, my bad on the clue. Congratulations. Right. You didn't want him as your partner.
I know. Oh, we did good.
Do you need to apologize?
I don't. I still don't want him as my partner.
Still don't want him. Hey, congratulations. Bad. You picked the right team.
Hey, very good. Very good.
Kristen.
Jeff Dunham tickets. Way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sounds as surprised as the rest of us.
Yeah, there's that.